Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer. Here he comes, here comes Speed Racer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CatCast episode number 402. I'm your host, GPD, here in New York, New York. And of course, as always, we're joined by a man who had food poisoning for the 405th time in the last 2 years, Wombat.
I had a stomach virus.
Stomach virus, or whatever. Close enough.
I haven't had
and
that.
A bloody nose.
Yeah, well, yeah, lots of bloody noses. Lots of bloody noses.
And food poisoning, to be honest.
Yeah. How often are you sticking your finger up your nose?
Not often enough to warrant the amount of bloody noses that I have. Like, you think I would just have it up there all day. But
maybe your nails are too sharp.
No, it's not an uncommon thing. I mean,
It is uncommon.
It's not.
You get it more than Ty does, and he's got his finger up there all the time.
I get a lot of bloody noses, especially when the weather changes rapidly. Like, if I go from someplace that's really cold to someplace that's really warm relatively quickly, my nose will just start to bleed.
Are you traveling?
No, I mean, like, the weather's so topsy-turvy the last couple of days. Like, it's 38 degrees today in New York. So some people have I've been in offices where the heat's turned on and it's 90 degrees. Then I go into the office next door and the person has their air conditioning on and it's like 15 right. degrees. And then I go back into my office where it's somewhere in the middle and then my nose will just start to bleed.
I have literally had, like, 5 nosebleeds my entire life, and most of those have involved like getting hit in the nose
with balls.
Right,
balls to the face.
Right, balls to the face.
I've had no ball in the nosebleeds, but I tend to, you know, I used to when I was like a preteen, a tween, I think is the word. Well, maybe a little older, like 12 to 14 years old it was like the peak of nosebleeds. I don't get nearly as many as I did then. Like, now it's actually like if I get 2 a month, that's kind of that seems to be the max. But
the max.
Your max. But there was a time when I was a kid, I would get like a nosebleed every day.
Do you have like clotting issues or?
Yeah. They used to do a thing. They used to do. I don't even know if they do it anymore. Where they would actually cauterize the inside of your nose. With like a hot iron inside your nose. And the doctor's always like, you know, we may have to do that for you. And I'm like, there is no way you are sticking a hot iron in my nose.
When did you have that option? How old were you?
I was like 12.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That could have saved you this entire life of bloody noses, though.
Yeah, but you know what? It's really not that big a deal. Although it was, I mean, funny quote / sad when we were sitting Monday afternoon, me and my daughter were sitting on the couch and her nose just spontaneously started bleeding. And I'm like, hey, you're mine.
Yay. Oh, God.
You got it. You got it.
Maybe you should get her the nose procedure.
Yeah, I'm not sticking a hot iron in my daughter's nose for no reason.
You could be known as Iron Nose.
Iron Nose, a terrible superhero.
The Jewish superhero, the short.
The Iron
Jewish
Schnoz.
Iron Nose.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Hi, Shipwreck. How you doing?
I'm good. I am currently not bleeding out of any orifice in my head.
No, me neither.
Mm-hmm. Just your anus.
Well, that's normal now.
Why now? And why?
I don't know. I know a lot of people with colitis.
Oh. Yeah, it's all those three ways or whatever it's called.
No, I'm good.
five ways? I forgot.
I pretty much.
If that doesn't make you shit blood, nothing will.
Right. Bro, did I get it right? Is it actually called a three-way?
No. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, a three-way, a four-way, or a five-way.
Do you watch Louie, the show Louie?
Occasionally.
Have you seen the one with a bang-bang? You know what a bang-bang is? A bang-bang is when you have a meal at one restaurant, and then you go immediately to another restaurant and have a completely separate meal. That's a bang-bang.
Hmm. I don't do that.
I don't think I've ever done that.
No, they were doing that because they were talking about going on a diet the next day. So they had and exercising a lot. So they had a bang bang.
Is that what that song's about?
No, I don't think so.
Mm. Bang bang on the door, baby.
No.
No, not that song.
Oh. That song's about a love shack. Pretty sure.
Mm. So I went... How about some CAGcast thug life?
Oh, please enlighten me with some thugginess.
So Osaka grandma was in town for a couple days.
So you immediately hightailed it out of town?
No, we all went together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you think I just went, I'd left?
Yeah, I think I thought you just took Ty and left for the weekend.
No, well, she came to see Ty.
You ladies have a good time.
No, she came to see Ty. I could have left. She could care to, you know, give two shits, but no, so we rented a zip car and we went to Philly for one night. And that's a great trip from New York. It's so fast. It's a 2-hour drive. And we went to a Flyer game. We watched the Flyers beat the Penguins, and it was a great game. And
you could have made it to Cincinnati in like 10.
That's a big difference, 2 and 10.
What else did you do in Philly other than the Flyers game?
Well, we stayed at a hotel right in the like right across the street from Independence Hall and that whole historical area there, and that's a great place to stay because you can just walk to all that shit there. So we went to Independence Hall and we got the tour. We went to see the Bill of Rights.
Shima's mom like freedom?
She she likes it a lot. She enjoyed. She seemed to enjoy the trip. As far as I could, we went to Morimoto, the restaurant.
So she flew halfway across the country to eat sushi.
She had a spicy tuna roll for the first time.
Oh, that's interesting.
In her life, it was interesting because people don't realize like you can't get any sushi, even sushi which seems like pretty simple to you and I, like a spicy tuna roll. You can't really get that in Japan. That's not something that is served at 99% of the sushi places. So she had it for the first time, and she liked it. And
no, they're good.
Yeah, it was good.
Japanese or not, they're tasty.
Yeah, and we went to City Tavern, which is this really old style tavern restaurant, and all the waiters and waitresses dress up in like the old style clothing. It was fun. It was a great trip.
Cool.
Yeah, I would recommend that.
I had a trip since the last show as well.
Where'd you did? You Where'd go? You go?
I took a 3.5-hour car ride to Solon, Ohio.
The armpit of America?
Sure. It's a suburb of Cleveland. Solon. I had to go up there for work. So I went up there and I there's not a whole lot to do in Solon. It's more of like an industrial town. They have excellent school district there. I know that much.
Did you find all their independent video game stores?
I did. I went to The Exchange, which is a chain. I don't know if you guys have them in New York.
No.
No.
Okay. It's a chain. It's one of those stores where you walk in and you're just immediately overwhelmed by the number of games and DVDs that they have.
Hmm.
Like they're in big glass cases, and the problem is they have like 250 Xbox One games that nobody is ever going to buy.
Taking up space.
Yeah. It's basically, they're just taking up space with a lot of games, like similar to what I do in my basement, but
right.
I'm not trying to get people to buy these things.
Right.
But yeah, I went to a movie theater. I was the only one in the theater.
What'd you see?
The entire theater. Not just the movie that I was seeing.
Right. The entire complex.
The entire complex. Which was a Wednesday night, but I saw Kingsman, The Secret Service.
How was it?
It's quite good. Neither one of you have seen it?
No, I wanted to though. So now I know I will.
It is surprisingly violent.
Yeah.
I did not expect that going in.
It's Matthew Vaughn, right? He directed
It's the director of Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class.
Yeah, so the violence thing doesn't surprise me too much.
Well, I mean, I guess one out of those two movies was violent.
And there was also, I mean, a guy did have a penny go through his brain in a...
Yeah, it was... Was it a penny? It was something.
Something. A piece of change. Yeah. Two bits.
Bits.
But yeah, nice. Kingsman's really good. I think, Cheapy, you would like it more than Wombat would.
Yeah, I'll rent that at some point.
It's got a... Because Mrs. Cheapy, it was probably rated high enough for you to watch it.
Yes, I think it okay. We almost saw it in the theater somewhere. I forgot where.
It's got almost like Kill Bill levels of violence to it.
Nice,
so.
Nice.
Yeah. Very entertaining. The entire crowd stood up and cheered.
Did you take your pants off? I mean, how many times did you take your pants off?
Did you cut a hole in the bottom of your popcorn for no one?
Right.
Just in case.
Just in case somebody walked in. I literally had to sit through 30 minutes of previews. Being the only person in the theater.
You should have walked up to you should have found the little booth and, you know.
I probably could have walked up there and fast forwarded.
Put your pants back on before you do that, though. The guy might get the wrong idea.
There wasn't a guy up there.
And don't stand up too fast, otherwise you'll have just have the bag hanging there and all the popcorn on the floor.
Okay.
So Solon, I recommend it.
Great.
Not to be outdone, I feel like everyone went somewhere. I went to the zoo on Monday and that was a good time.
The Bronx Zoo.
The Bronx Zoo. And that's like an hour drive from
I heard that they don't have the SkyTram anymore.
They don't have it. They haven't
you
had
told
the SkyTram.
You've been there. You told me. You're the one who told me that. I think you went there at some other point on the show.
We have a zoo pass, so we go all
Look at you. I have the MoMA pass.
Do you? See? So there
that's
you go.
That's a good pass to have, by the way.
The zoo pass is good because it's good at the Bronx Zoo, the Central Park Zoo, and the aquarium.
But no SkyTram anymore.
No SkyTram. No, they shut that death trap down.
No, but nobody ever got hurt or anything.
Yeah, people got stuck up there for like 7 hours.
Oh, not me, though.
No, not you. They added the new monorail, though, which is pretty cool.
Monorail.
Yeah, there's a monorail. It doesn't take you across the zoo anymore. It just takes you on like a specific little journey thing. But and they just reopened the children's zoo. So my kids had never been to that before.
Right.
And there were pigs and sheep and llamas, stuff, you know, kids' animals.
I like it.
I got to watch vultures eat rats, and that was kind of cool. Because they tear those things apart.
Right. What'd your kids think of that?
Sabrina goes, "This is gross." And Elliot goes, "It's eating it." The way only a 3.5-year-old could look at something and go, "Oh, look at that. It's eating it."
Yummy.
Yeah, exactly. Is that its dinner? Yes, that's its dinner.
Mmm. That's good. So innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
I went to the auto show today, the New York International Auto Show.
And how was that?
With Ty.
Does she come with the car?
First of all, there was nobody there because I think the show is over. It's already been going for about a week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, Thursday morning. So you could sit in any car you want that was, you know, that they would let you sit in and get as close to you on as you talk to the models basically. One of the models, you know, we went to check out the Cadillacs,
mm-hmm.
which were very nice, by the way. My favorite car there was the, CTS-V, the very nice sports sedan. But the model was talking about, she was saying how Ty had the same legs as me. And she could tell that or something. It was pretty. I heard her talking to like one of the other her coworkers when we were inside the car.
Mm.
It was pretty weird. But there's a.
Did you ask any of them what advantages that car has over a train, which you could also afford?
I didn't. I have to see. The problem is I can't even pretend like I'm going to consider buying a car anymore.
Because I used to go when I was a teenager, and I used to ask every model that stupid question.
And what did they say?
Oh, some people would get it. Some people knew what I was referencing, and they would laugh, and that would kind of be the end of it.
Shakespeare, right?
Shakespeare, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, living in Manhattan, I can rent a Zip car basically whenever I want a car, and it would still be less than just the cost of parking.
Well, parking is ridiculous in Manhattan, so yes.
So forget about even buying the car. You know, just the parking or
parking
the insurance
would,
or
parking
anything.
Would be more than, you know, your monthly payment on a car if you had one.
Yeah, I mean so do the Zip car. The Zip car is really nice. Like they pay for gas, all the gas and the tolls. So it's really seems like not bad of a deal.
Nope.
I also, in other Thug Life news, I got an Amazon Echo, which I pre-ordered like, I don't even remember how long ago, but 6 months ago, maybe.
Nice.
Seems like a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
They only let you buy it if you're a Prime member and then you request an invitation.
I requested an invitation a couple of days ago because I just did. So let's see if I ever get one. So tell me how it is.
It's actually really good. I mean, especially if you can get it for $100, it's a very nice speaker that you do have to plug it in. It's not, there's no rechargeable battery or anything like that. It has to stay plugged in. But like the Xbox, it's always listening. And when you say Alexa, blah, 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 she does things for you, and you can ask her questions about the weather, and you can ask her to play music and things like that, and she will answer you. And it, she does it very quickly, and unlike the Xbox, it works very well. And it must have some really high-tech microphones in there. I think I read that it does, because you can, just in a normal voice from the other side of the room, it'll pick up an Alexa. So I think, you know, for $100, it's a crazy good deal, because the speaker sounds very good, you know, for one of those single speaker type jobbies, you know.
Can you make two of them have a conversation with each other?
I don't know. You can't really have a conversation with it, unfortunately. I tried. But Ty likes to talk to Alexa a lot and ask it questions. You can ask it questions like, who is Abraham Lincoln? And she'll read you. I don't know. I'm
so
assuming
it's like a big Siri.
But it works so much better somehow. I don't know. Like, it just doesn't seem to fuck up.
which is fine. I'm just trying to see if I really need it. We'll see what happens if I get a reply to my invitation request.
If you have any use to, like, listen to music anyway, you can just say something like, Alexa,
like,
play
it plays music from where?
From your Amazon Prime. If you have Amazon Prime.
Okay, it'll play your Amazon Prime music, which I actually have a lot of. Okay, that's cool.
But they also, you know, Amazon Prime now has their own, like, sort of
free streaming service. Yeah.
So it has that. So you can say, play classic rock, and then it'll just play classic rock songs that are on its service.
I could say, Alexa, play Boston, and listen to all.
And it works.
More than a feeling that I want.
Right. And the voice recognition works surprisingly well, and it works very quickly. So, and for $100, it's a no-brainer. There's nothing even comes close to that. So.
Okay. If I get my reply, you know, to my invitation sometime in the next year, I will get one.
Excellent.
That is fair. Fair enough.
Wow, it's like already 17 minutes. We haven't talked about any video games yet, but I need to know if Shipwreck is buying an Apple Watch.
No.
You're not buying an Apple Watch.
He doesn't wear a watch.
I don't wear a watch.
No.
We've gone through this. He doesn't wear a watch. Why would he buy one that only lasts...
Oh, what about the MacBook? That's the one we were wondering about.
Oh, the MacBook? I think what I'm going to do is just buy more RAM for my current MacBook Pro.
Oh, I don't
know. RAM is good. I know all about that.
Right. So I've got 8 gigs in there right now. I think if I just bump it up to 16, I should be good.
No, that's not going to do anything. That's too... Eight gigs is enough RAM for...
It's not, because my iTunes library and my iPhoto library are so large.
Oh, that's killing it.
Yeah.
So you got to up that RAM. It's also my favorite Paul McCartney album.
I think I'm going to buy the cheapest Apple
Watch. Do you know how many comments we're going to get about your audible groans this week?
Mine?
Yes.
The problem is I'm buying so much stuff for my basement that I'm not really in the
market.
You're
pretty focused.
Yeah, like everything is buying stuff for the basement. I've sent off some consoles to get modded now.
Nice.
I'm waiting. I should have this back towards the end of this month. Mm-hmm. I'll plug the site and the dude if they come back and they're good.
And what do they do? What are they doing with them?
So for the N64 and the Super Nintendo Mini, they are adding RGB out, so the SCART out, and LED lights for the power.
Nice.
I thought you'd like that part of it.
You gotta have if you have the option of lights or not lights, you're obviously gonna take lights.
Right. On my NES top loader, that's getting updated for RGB. It's getting a 3-way palette switch. I'm not entirely sure what that does, but it seemed
it was an option.
It was an option. So, and it's getting,
it comes with the chili and cheese.
Right.
And,
it's a 3-way. It's good. And the beans.
Right.
And it also has, I'm getting the stereo fixed output and LED light.
Nice. Oh, good. Congratulations. This is
and I'm also having my Dreamcast, battery replaced with a rechargeable lithium ion battery.
Very cool. You should get one of those.
Set the date.
You need to get one of those machines that when you hold the handle, it tells you what kind of a lover you are.
No, don't get that. That's lame.
Cold fish, no, red hot.
No, that's a waste. It's a waste of space. Yeah,
and a Zoltar fortune teller.
Do you even really believe that? I don't even think you do. You don't. When is the estimated completion date for this project? That's a very important question.
About 2 months.
2 months. Wow.
Yeah. You've seen the pictures, right? Just about everything is framed in now. They framed in the bar today. Yesterday they did the bathroom. It's coming along.
Stripper bowl.
No, I don't think so. Mm. I'll have to check with Mrs. Shipwreck. I don't, it wasn't one of the things I had on the list.
Just check her list.
Right. But you guys should come over. I'm going to have a bar.
I'm coming.
I didn't know I was invited.
Sure. There'll be a toilet.
Whoa.
Should I get one of those toilets with the spray thingy?
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yes. Don't, here's my pro tip. Mm-hmm. Don't bother with the ass drying feature. Any of the seats that have ass drying, you're never going to use it. It doesn't really work. So you can save money by just skipping those models altogether. All you need is the ass washing and the heated seat and the, you know, that's it, basically.
Okay.
So, pro tip, don't fall for the ass dryer.
I will look into this.
Yeah, I recommend it. Toto is a good one. I would go with Toto.
Hold the line, get a Toto.
I need one badly. I'm not used to looking at shit on toilet paper this much.
Do you want to go see Toto and Yes at Jones Beach this summer? They're playing together.
Yeah, I kind of do, actually.
I was being serious. I don't know when they're playing, but I'm pretty sure they're playing Jones Beach this summer. Touring this summer.
Sure. I do. I saw B.B. King there.
There you go. I saw Poison and Rat there.
Way Cool Junior. Where are we here? So I don't know. So I told you, I'm going to buy the cheapest watch. Don't hate me. I just want to play something to play with, and it's $400. It's not that much for a watch, especially for a space computer watch.
For less than $400, you could mod 4 old consoles.
Yeah, but I have to buy the consoles first.
Well, yeah, that's part of it too.
He had them already, though.
So I don't have that. Well, I'm still waiting for the Intellivision and the ColecoVision fake consoles at Bed Bath & Beyond to go on clearance more. What are those things called? Those flashbacks?
The flashbacks.
Yeah, there's a big stack at my BBB and BB and B, and they're not moving at $40 at all.
And you could add another 20% off on top of that, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, still too much. It is.
No one's bought them. Yeah. I'm like Shipwreck. I'm monitoring this action.
You should be taking pictures.
I have been taking pictures.
Well, and sending them to people that aren't us.
No. I don't want to.
You don't want to be that guy?
I don't want to be that loser. Right. The problem is I have people on Facebook now, and you know, Facebook gets my tweets, who are like, you know, adults. And they don't I can't be like, you know, if I tweet stuff out, they must be very confused. And some of my relatives follow me, so it's...
I don't care about any of this.
Yeah,
I just tweet away.
Yeah, me too.
Right, no, I mean, I do also.
I don't care what people think, especially... that goes doubly so for my relatives and people I went to high school with.
Oh. Yeah, no, I don't really care. But
unless it's a picture of me in a sweatshirt holding a little dog, I don't think anyone cares about what I post.
Yeah, great Facebook photo.
Yeah, that went over pretty big.
All right, how about some show feedback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the last show we did was 2 weeks ago, so everything seems kind of old newsy, but
wow.
Most of the feedback was regarding re-releases and how we're too down on them. Remasters? Was that? Yes. 24th Door said, I don't understand all the bitching about old games being re-released on new consoles. Did anyone bitch when The Godfather was released on DVD?
Here's the difference. You don't need to read the whole thing.
Yeah.
Because people get the idea. The difference is people have bought PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and they're waiting for new games. They're not waiting for remastered games. They don't care. They're not mad that the remastered games aren't coming out. They're mad that the new games aren't coming out. So they're taking it out on the remasters. That's the difference.
Sure,
right?
Sure. But the other reason why I don't necessarily like that comparison is, yes, The Godfather's coming out on Blu-ray, and so is a movie that came out 2 months ago is also coming out on Blu-ray. The other thing is, everything that comes out on, well, not everything, but, you know, most major releases on Blu-ray are movies that have already been out in the theater. So, I don't know. I said it's more like if you went to a movie in the theater and then they just were, you know, a couple of years later, they just had that movie again in the theater, just in a different, I don't know, sharper looking image.
Shipwreck, what's he talking about?
Sorry, I got distracted by my Qbert Quasi Questions riddle book.
Well, never mind.
In Solon, Ohio.
I'm already done with this anyway.
Hey, Wombat.
Yes.
What has 1,000 legs and no feet?
I don't know.
500 pairs of pants.
What does that have to do with Qbert? I'm thinking of the Qbert answer. Nothing. That's where I was going with it. That's why I'm like, wait a minute.
It's just a picture of Qbert with a centipede crawling on him.
Mmm.
Hmm.
I don't like this book.
It's pretty good.
So, Cheapy, have you seen any good movies lately? Speaking of Blu-rays and theaters.
Yeah, I saw we got the new Batman and Robin. Batman versus Robin, Warner Brothers animated feature.
That's the Damian Wayne movie, yes?
Yes. So if you watch this is really the follow-up to the last one, which was Son of Batman. I don't know if you, have you seen that one, Wombat?
I have not.
So that's the one where Bruce Wayne basically finds out that he's a dad and Ra's al Ghul has been taking care of his bastard son for him. But now he's back in Gotham and they're living together. And this movie is the follow-up to that. And it's them versus the Owl. Do you know the Owl Society?
Yep.
Wombat?
Yes.
Okay, so that's I never heard of them before, so that was new to me. But it's it's very well done. It's rated PG-13, so it's very violent. So it's not completely inappropriate for Ty, but I feel that he can handle it. So I mean, it's completely inappropriate for a 7-year-old, most 7-year-olds, but I think Ty can handle it. So we were joking about a heart being pulled out of somebody's body, because that's what happened in Flashpoint Paradox. And we actually used to see a heart in Flashpoint Paradox, but so we were joking about it before this movie. And then, of course, somebody's heart gets pulled out of their body in this movie. But I would recommend it, Wombat.
Batman? It was a Batman's?
It's not Batman's, unfortunately, for you, Shipwreck.
Have a heart, Batman.
So I'd recommend that. I mean, they're all good. All the animated DC animated features are good. All the modern ones.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you see the current Flash with Mark Hamill?
Yes. The TV episode. Yes.
He was very good in that.
That episode was one of the better episodes. That held up. I liked it.
Didn't you think he was good in that?
I did. I liked it.
I'm saying his performance specifically.
Yes. And did you like how his trap for the Flash was taken right out of Justice League Doom?
Yes, I know. I knew it sounded familiar.
That's what he did, which also comes from Tower of Babel, I believe, is the comic book that's from. So, there you go.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good.
I'm a nerd.
Yes. And now Daredevil's coming out on Netflix.
I know, today, when most people are listening to this.
Yep, so that's what we'll be doing this weekend. Hopefully
I have my weekend plans to watch that. My wife is having a dinner party with other ladies and their daughters.
Oh.
I am going into the bedroom, I am closing the door, and I am watching Daredevil until
it's at your house?
Yes.
Oh, that's why you wanted to get out of there.
Yes.
I see.
I'm going to watch Daredevils while all these ladies get drunk in my living room.
I see.
Hopefully not the kids.
Right, hopefully. So that's some stuff. That's a lot of stuff to look forward to. I was just realizing you got Daredevil, you got Grand Theft Auto for the PC coming out on Tuesday. Mortal Kombat's coming out on Tuesday. I get to wake up at 3 a.m. to order the Apple Watch tomorrow. Very exciting times right now. What else do we have in Watch This Bitches?
When I was homesick yesterday and in bed and couldn't move.
Yes.
I watched all 4 hours of the Sinatra documentary on HBO.
Uh-huh.
It was really interesting. I recommend it. Watch all 4 hours of Sinatra.
Why didn't you watch the Scientology one?
You know, it's funny. I thought of that, but I was more interested in
Sinatra. It's amazing. Please promise me you'll watch that.
Okay, I promise you I'll watch it. I will watch it. I do want to.
Shipwreck, you should watch it too.
I'm not going to watch it.
Why not?
I'm just not going to watch it.
Why?
Because it's not the type of thing I watch.
What if I told you they were selling little Scientology figures for $12 and you could collect them?
I don't think that's true.
They should start that.
Would you watch the Sinatra? Not all.
What's more likely? Which is more likely?
The Sinatra one.
It's 4 hours.
Because I like music.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch all 4 hours of it.
I'll say this much. Right, the music, like the Tommy Dorsey era music that he did, not a fan. It doesn't hold up. As far as I'm concerned, the more jazzy late 50s, even through the 60s stuff he did, much better. Much better.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking, too. Mm-hmm. Tommy who?
Yeah.
Tommy Chong?
Frank Sinatra? No, Tommy Dorsey.
Oh.
Tommy Dorsey.
To wrap up this watch this bitches, since Osaka grandma was in town, Mrs. Chibi and I thought we should go do something. So since both Osaka grandma and Ty have the same bedtime, we figured, hey, we can go out. So we went to see a Broadway show, and I go on those discount sites just to see what has the cheap tickets. So I saw the show, A Gentleman's Guide to Love and Murder. And it was it won the Tony Award for Best Musical. So I figured it must be pretty decent. But then as soon as I got there, I realized why I hate going to Broadway shows. And that's because these theaters were built in 100 years ago and the seats are made for tiny people. And my knees are right up against the seat and I feel really bad for whoever's sitting anywhere behind me. Because there's no way that they can see anything except the back of my
head. Were they reclining?
What's that?
Was the person in front of you reclining?
Person in front of me?
It was a joke. Never mind.
No.
I mean, we had a whole show about that once. I don't know if you remember.
No, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and plus I feel like these Broadway shows, they just, all the a lot of these new ones, the songs are so forgettable. They feel like you could just make them up on the spot. And the jokes are for Joe Schmo from Solon, Ohio, basically. Solon, Ohio. I don't know. It just seemed the audience loved the show. They were dying laughing the entire show. And me and Mrs. Chibi were just like,
It's no 22 Jump Street. Is that what you're saying?
I maybe laughed a couple times. I don't think Mrs. Chibi laughed at all. So I don't know.
Okay,
I'm going to see Lion King this weekend, so that should be good, I guess.
Yes, yeah. It is good. I've seen it.
I'm familiar with the songs.
Mm-hmm. They sing Hakuna Matata.
I know that
I was hoping they would.
Mm-hmm.
All right, how about some new releases?
The show is about video games.
Yeah. Let's see here. It's kind of a, down week. We got, for PC, Elite Dangerous, I guess, came out.
On Steam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was out before, but now it's on Steam.
Well, that's how you know it's really out then.
It's really out. It's, I'm waiting for the virtual reality, and then I can lock myself in the Elite world.
Have any of you tried Tower of Guns yet? That's out on everything, but it's free on PS Plus.
No.
I have not.
I downloaded it. I haven't tried it yet. It looks interesting, though. I did play Monster Bag, which is the free Vita game on PS Plus. And I actually really recommend that game. It's a lot of fun.
Hmm.
Yeah. Cool. It's a cute little game.
What kind of game is it?
It's I would describe it as a puzzle game. Like a puzzle, maybe platformer, but mostly really it's mostly just single level puzzles. You're a little blue monster trying to get to your owner, a little girl, and you have to make your way through a line of people. The first stage is at a bus stop, So you're trying to get to the front of the bus stop, but you can't be seen. If other people see you, they tear you into pieces and you die. So you have to like sneak past the people, like when, and you could tell if someone's looking at you by the way their eyes are, because it's a 2D game. And sometimes you have to do little things to set off things for puzzle elements to happen. Like you could pick up a spear and throw it if there's a spear on the ground, or other little things. Sometimes you just throw something to distract things, and there are even some boss levels. It's a very creative, fun little game. Again, it's free, so it's hard to beat that price. It does try to throw in some sort of message about something, you know, like the
monster bags.
Yeah, like some which
recycle.
At which point I was like, can't you just make a fun game that looks kid, you know, kid friendly, but really isn't? I could deal with that, but you don't throw in your little message. But that's fine. I'm sure it's very important.
And then the nose started bleeding.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was fun. I played it on the train this morning and on the way home, so probably close to 2 hours I've put into that game.
It's that bag.
Yeah, it's fun. Play Monster Bag.
Cool.
Yeah, check it out. It's got the Wombat seal of approval.
Bam.
Bam.
What else we got here, Chip? Anything?
Crinkle Crusher came out. It's a tower defense type thing. That came out for the PlayStation platforms. Bastion came out for PS4.
Yay.
Wombat liked that game a lot.
I did. Well, Bastion's a great game. I like that game a lot, but I played that. I don't think I need to get it again. What's Aru's Awakening? Is that free on PS4? I didn't even see it in the store.
I'm not familiar with that game. I don't know.
Me neither. I see, but according to this, it's free on the PlayStation.
Tech-gaming.com, you mean?
Yes, according to them. So I'll download it.
Angry Video Game. I guess
the biggest release this week,
Yeah.
Is saying something is Etrian Mystery Dungeon for the 3DS, which isn't really an Etrian Odyssey game or a Mystery Dungeon game from what I've read. I don't know. I don't really like the Mystery Dungeon games so much, but the Etrian Odyssey games are pretty good. So
is Shipwreck speaking Chinese right now, Wombat?
Yes. I like Mystery Dungeon games.
I don't even know what that is. What is that?
It's like a roguelike. I played the Pokemon one.
The Mystery Dungeon games are okay, but I like the Etrian Odyssey games better.
Well, to each their own.
I don't know. I need to research this more to see if this is something I need to play eventually. It's just so hard. Like I said, like everything is just directed solely on the basement right now. So I'm going to get Mortal Kombat next week, but I don't really have a lot of time to get these outlier games at the moment.
Because you need to get that exclusive Goro pre-order bonus.
I got it all. I got the import collector's edition or whatever.
Import?
Yeah, there was two different collector's editions, and you got a different scorpion statue based upon which one you bought.
So where'd you get it from?
Oh, no. They sold a version in the U.S. called the import version.
Oh, so you got it at Best Buy.
I got it at either Best Buy or Amazon. I don't remember.
Oh, well, you want to get your 20% off. You got to get it at Best Buy.
If I wanted to order it, period, I got it somewhere that had it that day.
I see.
There you go. I just got Aru's Awakening while you guys are talking about Mortal Kombat.
Great. Hide on your phone?
Yeah. Yep.
How is it?
I don't know. It looks like it's like a side-scrolling shooter or something. I don't know. Who cares? It's free.
The Mortal Kombat game came out for iOS as well.
Ooh, excuse me.
Excuse you. Is that like the same as the Batman game on iOS?
I have not tried it yet. I downloaded it, but I've not tried it.
I think Kotaku said that the free-to-play aspects of the game make you want to kill yourself, so they don't recommend it.
So not for everybody?
Yeah. Yeah. So is that the new releases? Angry Video Game Nerd Adventures is on Wii U. I think that's it for new releases. How about some multi-platforming and Wombat's news and stuff?
Sure. What do we got? Lego Dimensions. Did you guys see that?
I did.
Did you watch the video?
I did not.
I did.
It's only like a minute and a half, but I'm curious to see what the game is like. I like the idea. You know, in principle, I'm okay with it. They're still making the Lego games that I'm used to, so I can't get upset that they're not making those games I like anymore.
They're not holding them hostage behind the physical toys.
There's still Lego Marvel is still coming out. It's going to be the same Lego Marvel game. It'll probably have 100 characters to unlock without me having to buy 100 characters. So I can't complain about this game also existing. I don't know what the game's going to be. If the game is really just going to be the same type of game, but now I need to put figures on a pedestal, then I'm out, to be perfectly
honest.
Well,
what else can it be?
Well, that's really it, though. What else could it be? It does need to be more than that.
I don't think it has to be more than that.
I
think you're looking at it from the wrong angle, in that this ties in with Lego toys that people will already be in the Lego aisle buying.
Oh, yeah. And they're going to sell so many of these.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
They're going to sell it.
We're just talking about whether it appeals to us as video game consumers.
It appeals to Wombat.
The idea that, you know, I'm a big Lego fan. My wife has been asking me for a while now what Lego set I would like for my birthday. Legos are big. They're big. Lego Batman 3, we just started playing again, actually, in my house, because they released that free DLC pack of new characters for Lego Batman, which has Raven and Starfire, my daughter's two favorite characters. So we've been playing that again. But so Legos and Lego games, very big deal in this household. I like that the figures are real minifigures that you'll have to put together, and the little Batmobile comes in pieces and you have to put that together, and you have to put the portal together. You know, that the starter kit, which is at $100, does seem a little steep, but it's, what is it, 200 pieces? It says it on the box how many Lego pieces are in there. It's like a 200-piece thing. And you know, and a 200-piece Lego set can cost $30. So, you know, I kind of get it. You know, those little sets that are $15, I think they have about 100 pieces in them. So, you know, the little DeLorean you have to put together.
But don't, if you start buying this thing, don't your kids just bug you nonstop for all the little add-ons and stuff?
No.
Like you can't go into any store, right? Because they're just going to bug you for them.
No, not really. Yeah. No. No. No, my kids don't ask me for Disney Infinity Dudes anything like that. They don't. The games that my daughter likes the games that she likes the games. She likes Rayman.
Right.
She got into Rayman, and she got into Lego Marvel. And I mean, and these are games that she plays herself, and she has like her, you know, some tablet games, but none of those games have toys tied to it.
Right.
You know, and it's not like she hasn't played Skylanders or Disney Infinity. It just didn't appeal to her. So it's just not something that she's, you know, and Elliot's too young, so.
If they can figure out a way to make the game good and tie the Lego stuff, the physical Lego stuff in a unique way, then, yeah, I guess I could get into it. But if it's just a quest for them to pull in more money and not really offer anything new, then,
well,
you know, I got plenty of Legos.
It is kind of offering something new.
It depends on the game, though.
It really does, because Disney Infinity 2.0, I really like the game. The game and Disney Infinity, the Pirates of the Caribbean game, was a lot of fun. The Disney Infinity 2.0, you know, you'd think the Avengers would be awesome, and somehow they managed to make that boring as hell.
The first game was boring too.
It wasn't. It wasn't boring. I enjoyed it for what it was. So
it was boring. The second one was boring because you had already played it in the first game.
Maybe that was it.
It happens.
But yeah, I really want them to do something different with this game. I don't think that's asking too much. Make a good game. If you're going to sell a game for $100,
the game will be good. I guarantee this game will be good.
It's not going to just be the same exact thing as all the other Lego games, because they're just pumping out these Lego games now at a furious pace. It's ridiculous. There's always a new one available, basically. So I don't know. I'd like to see something a little different now. I'm getting tired of smashing all the bricks in every room. And, you know, yes, they do a good job with the game. It's pretty polished at this point, but we've done it a lot. Right, Wombat?
We've done it a lot, and you know, it's funny because one of the big appeals to these games, to really all of them, from Lego Star Wars through Lego Batman 3, is unlocking over 100 characters. Like that's a big appeal to, I know, myself and probably a lot of other people in these Lego games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on Amazon they have, I want to say, like 11 characters listed or something, maybe more. No, it's 11 individual character packs, and then there's the two larger ones. There's the Back to the Future one and that other Ninjago one that comes with two people. So it's like 15 people, we'll say. There you go. 15 people plus the three in the box. You know, we're up to 18 people. Lego Batman 3 has like 107 characters that come with the game at its $60 price tag. Yeah. And I didn't, and I'm sure that game has been, I know I bought it for like 30. So.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, look, I think we all agree.
Yeah, it's why am I paying for 15 characters when I'm used to playing Lego games where I get over 100 characters for free?
Ta-da.
And yeah. Does that mean it's going to be those characters are the ones you have to buy, but they're still going to be unlockable regular characters? There's too many questions I have. Too many questions.
I bet there's going to be a lot of unlockable characters.
The Wizard of Oz characters, probably.
Right. Exactly. Like, you buy the Wizard of Oz add-on, you're going to be able to play as all of the different characters of Wizard of Oz. I'm sure that's how it's going to work.
I'm sure they're going to sell a lot of these, but
they're going to sell a ton of
these. I just don't know if it's going to be to me.
I want it to be good. That's what I'm going to say. Yeah, okay. I want it to be good. I'm not
so
being.
Do I, and I'm going to buy it.
Are you done? Thorbon 3 writes in and asks, is Shipwreck done with Amiibos and moving on to Lego Dimensions?
I mean, you're not it's done. Two totally different things to me, because Amiibos are just there to sit on my shelf. I still have never used an Amiibo in a game.
Nobody has, actually. They actually released the stats, Nintendo. Nobody has used one. Yeah, nobody. It's crazy.
Mine could all be broken and not communicate with the thing. I have no idea. But so it's a different type of thing. Like I don't think I will go crazy on the Lego stuff, because I don't think I'm going to go buy like a Ninjago.
Yeah, it's set. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Ninjago doesn't interest me.
If there's like a Batman set, I'm not going to buy a Batman set.
Would you buy Wonder Woman and her invisible jet? Because that's a set.
I don't think so, no. Maybe. I'll say maybe on that.
I don't know. This game's going to have to be good, because I have Wonder Woman already.
Yeah, exactly. I have Wonder Woman in two games. Would you buy Legolas?
And it plays the song.
Mm-mm.
Would you buy the Wicked Witch? I mean, what yes. do you, what would you, okay, so you'd buy the
I am interested in The Wizard of Oz and Back to the Future.
Okay.
I hope they go crazy with this thing. I hope they get the Golden Girls in there.
I hope that would be funny. I mean, there's a good chance you would probably see, I mean, I saw people mention this also, but the Scooby-Doo Lego sets come out this summer.
Yep. I would buy a million of those.
Yeah, the Little Mystery Machine. I would totally want a Little Mystery Machine, especially like even just to build building a Little Mystery Machine and having the figures. I mean, at $15, it's not crazy for Legos. A small Lego set could cost about $10.
That's almost the price of an Amiibo.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not an absurd price for something you can actually play with.
It's not that it's absurd. I don't think that's my concern. My concern is I just want the game itself to be good.
Everybody wants that. Yeah. I want every game to be good. I hope Tony Hawk 5 is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But so Lego Dimensions. We'll know more when you know more.
Right. Exactly. Shanna fan writes in and wants to know what my thoughts are on NHL 15 being added to the EA Access Vault, adding that I paid full price for it. Well, I think so. If you pay for EA Access, you can get this NHL 15 for free. So, Ship, you should grab that.
I will. We can play against each other.
Yep.
And then maybe you can beat me.
You'll probably beat me, and I'll be embarrassed. You'll have like no idea what you're doing.
Now, if I beat you, you'd be embarrassed. If Shipwreck beats you, that's just how it goes.
I don't know. I do play a lot of this game.
I mean, basically, you just hit the puck back and forth from the middle to the wing and then cross it and then hit the shoot button.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. I've played a hockey game before.
I'm getting Ty into it. Like, Ty and I play together. We play on the same team now. I lock him into one position so he doesn't just completely fuck up our team by like pulling all the defensemen out of the position and everything. But I was disappointed to see that you cannot play co-op on against other people online. They took that feature out in the next gen version, which is pretty awesome. But the game's good. You should definitely get it, especially for free. It's a good game of it still plays a good game of hockey. But I saw that some website did an analysis. Did you see this? Of all the sports games, all the EA sports games, to see which had the most accurate player ratings. Did you check? You see that? No?
No.
You're both sports guys and you didn't see this?
No, sorry.
They said that, so they analyzed everything and they found out that the hockey game has the worst player ratings, in terms that most of the players are rated around the same. So there's not much difference between them. So that they
the guy in the middle, hits it, the guy on the wing, the guy on the wing hits it across it, and the other guy one times it.
Right. But you should,
how much difference is there?
Well, if there's some guys who are pretty scrubby and there's some guys who are pretty awesome at doing that. Anyway, you should definitely get it. It still plays a good game of hockey.
Ship, how do you feel about Lego Movie characters? The Lego Movie.
I'm good with those.
Okay. Cause there's a Benny and a bad cop and Emmett and Unikitty.
All of those characters are fantastic.
Yeah, they are. I agree with you 100%. I'm just asking you. I want to make sure we agree that
I want to play stuff that's unique characters. Like, I don't need to buy the characters for Lego games that I already can play. Like, I could set all of the Lord of the Rings Legos on fire for all I care. Like, I've had way too much Lord of the Rings in my life. Like, that. I'm glad those movies are done, and I wish it would just go away for about 30 years.
The game is good, though. The Lego game is good.
Oh, sure. I like Lord of the Rings. It's just...
The Lego Movie game was disappointing.
I didn't play that one. I saw the reviews were kind of meh.
Yeah, I mean, we got it. It was disappointing.
Anything else here in this Wombat's news and stuff? No. How about Sony? I rented Bloodborne.
And? That's right. That's what everyone wants to know about. How is Bloodborne?
Well, you mean how? What do I think of Bloodborne?
Yeah. How was your experience with Bloodborne? Is that better?
It's I can see the appeal of it. It's just I seem to do better at this one than I did at Dark Souls, but I still haven't gotten to the first boss yet, and I've gotten enough souls to be able to buy the armor in the beginning, all of the armor, but eventually I'll die and then you gotta start over.
Do you lose the armor when you die?
No, you don't. Oh, okay. You don't lose the armor. So once you get the souls and then you can go to the store and cash them in and buy shit, you keep that. So I got the whatever. That's the only thing they let you buy in the beginning. So you can't grind too much in the beginning. But Mrs. Chibi did seem to enjoy watching me play. And I think I could get her to watch again. So I think I'll be playing more of it.
You have it on the Gamefly, right?
I have it on Gamefly. So I'll have to hold on to it for a little while. It's, I don't know. It seems a little janky to me. I guess all these games are supposed to be kind of janky a little bit. They have like that weird physics where you walk over the dead bodies and like they get stuck to your feet. You know what I mean? And you drag them for like a couple feet. I don't know why that exists in next gen games, but people apparently they took it out of the last one and people complained. So they put it back. I don't know why somebody would complain about that. And when you die, the loading screen, the loading takes forever. So it does punish you for dying. And it's it's just a black screen with white Bloodborne letters on it. Oh, Mrs. Cheapy's home. I got worried it was Ty waking up. Whew. Okay, close the door. Now you're just distracting me. Put your clothes back on. Come on. That was a joke.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
I didn't say it was a funny joke. So anyway, so Bloodborne... You know, I don't think Wombat would like it at all. Shipwreck, I think, is good enough that he could actually do pretty well in it. It doesn't seem as hard as the last one. But I don't know if that's going to get Shipwreck to try it.
Basement,
too busy. Too busy for Bloodborne. I also bought Axiom Verge.
I'm interested in that.
Oh, it's Metroid. So if you like Metroid, you will like this game. And I don't mean to say that it's a Metroidvania game. I mean,
no, there's no vania in it. It looks pure.
It's
we ripped off Metroid.
Right, we put a dude in Metroid.
Right,
and changed the colors.
It's about time.
It's good. It's fun. My only complaint with the game is that there's no separate audio controls for the soundtrack and the boom, the pew pew. So the pew pew is way too loud when you want to hear this nice electronic soundtrack they have. But apparently they're going to add that at some point, but not for a while. So yeah, I mean, it's Metroid. So I don't think I need to say anything else about it, but it's well done. And also somehow my PS4 Wi-Fi works. Just started working. I don't know if it's this new firmware update, but I can download games in a reasonable amount of time and I don't need to connect a wire. And that's, I did nothing. So I don't know. What else we got here?
Oh, I'm looking at eBay.
Why are you looking at eBay? We're doing a show. What do you got here?
I
that's horrible.
This Shipwreck minibus for $150. There's only three of them in existence.
So get it.
Went to production.
So get it.
I'm bidding on it right now. $10,000. Bam. There's a lot of these things. Zartan.
Oh yeah, of the other characters.
Zartan's up to 500.
Does it come with more than one face? If not, then what's the point?
He's bidding on it right now. He can't talk to you.
Sorry.
I'm bidding. I'm Wombat, bid it up, dude. Come on. Get in there.
We're going to get in a bidding war on this?
Yes.
Oh.
When is this thing over? You shouldn't have even talked about it.
2 days and 22 hours.
You just fucked yourself.
It just popped up on my screen. I had no idea. Like,
how did it pop? What do you mean it popped up on your screen?
When they stopped production on these things. Like, it was like in comic books and everything that this was coming out. And then it never did. So,
I meant to mention, let you know, Shipwreck at some point. Oh no, I think it's during E3. There's a comic book convention on Long Island, and one of the guests is Larry Hama.
Hama.
I already met him. Hama? You already met him.
Hama. I already met him.
I know, but now I'm gonna get a chance to meet him this time.
Awesome. He's a nice guy.
I'm excited.
Is it at the Ramada Inn in?
No, it's at the Airplane Museum. So, yeah. Nice.
Cool.
Yes.
Anything else for Sony? No. Microsoft. Nick Lore writes in and wants to know if I checked out Fast and Furious Forza Horizon. And I have.
And?
It's basically a demo for Forza Horizon 2 with the Fast and Furious cars in it, hosted by Ludacris. So it's fine. But if you've played like 45 hours of Forza Horizon 2 already, it's not some sort of groundbreaking experience or anything. But I did notice a lot of people on Twitter, and like three people, say that they were going to buy the full game now after playing that. So, yeah. If you have Forza Horizon 2, there's no real reason for you to fuck with this. So, yeah.
I finally got all the towers in Far Cry 4. I'm still playing that game.
I need to get back into it.
I have, I think, two of the camps left, and then I have to do two of the big forts, and then I've pretty much cleared out everything.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm close to clearing out everything is really where I'm going. I've unlocked every gun, and I think I have one like upgrade left for like my equipment. Yeah. I'm pretty far along in that game. I'm going to finish it someday. We'll talk about it on the show. I finished it.
I will finish it also at some point.
It's very good. It was, I don't know if it's still $30. It probably isn't anymore, but it was at $30. It's such a no-brainer purchase. So if it's ever $30 again and you're thinking of getting a game that's just a good time, you should get that because you shoot a lot of dudes or you don't. I have the high-powered sniper rifle with a high-powered scope and silencer, and
people all the time.
And no, I stand on a ledge and I take out a whole camp full of people, and that's how I clear the camps. And it's satisfying every time.
I got a Far Cry 4 T-shirt yesterday in my arcade block.
I saw that. It looks very cool.
And by cool, you mean?
No, it looks very cool.
I
liked it. It's a Kyrat tourism shirt or something, right?
Radio.
Kyrat radio, that's it, yeah.
Free radio, yeah.
I would buy the PC version of this game, but I don't want to start over.
Yeah, no, there's no reason to.
The reason is that it's going to look fucking amazing.
It looks good on the PlayStation 4.
It looks good, but it's going to look...
Don't act like it looks like it's terrible on the PlayStation 4.
I didn't say it was terrible. I'm just saying I would give that. What I'm saying is I would give Ubisoft money for the PC version if they could let me, you know, get a saved game in there somehow.
All I know is that the DLC is on sale on the Xbox One this week.
So that means it'll be on PS4.
And like I'm waiting for that sale to hit because I would buy the I'd buy the season pass for like 50% off or whatever the sale is. Right.
And, you know, we have to go through this Uplay stuff, and that's one thing. That's one useful thing.
Yeah.
Right, and that's one useful thing that Uplay could do, actually, is
let you transfer saves. Yeah, that would be smart.
But no, instead it's just to get in your way and
drive you nuts.
So, like, I could pirate the game. If you get the pirated version of the game, then you can load in saves. But if you pay for the game, you can't load in somebody else's save. So it's very meh. You know what I'm saying, Wombat? First world gaming problems.
This is terrible. Everything you said actually really
is terrible.
It hurts me to the core. You should start like a change.org petition.
Support group.
Uh-huh.
PC. One of our listeners, Jason, I just refer to him as Jason so he doesn't get bombarded with tweets asking him for more codes, was kind enough to bestow upon us four Heroes of the Storm beta codes. Do you know what that is, Wombat?
Isn't that like a Blizzard game or something?
That's the Blizzard MOBA. The Blizzard MOBA for everyone. That's going to be a free-to-play game. It's in beta right now. He actually gave a code for me, but I apparently had applied for it a while ago and just got in. So I actually played a little of it today. It's nice when you start it up, it asks you how familiar you are with this type of game. And there's four levels of your noobness. And I chose the most noob.
Yeah.
Like I have no fucking clue what these games are. Which was good, and it gives you a very nice tutorial that brings you through with some of the Blizzard characters you might recognize. Diablo you would recognize Wombat.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there. It's so now I know what a MOBA is, and I know basically, yeah, how to play a MOBA game because
it's basically you go from one end of the screen to the other and knock down the other enemy's stuff.
Well, yeah, pretty much. And there's three lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's heroes and there's like the little minion guys.
Mm-hmm.
And you just sort of follow the little minion guys. And yeah, it's not rocket science, it turns out.
No, but it's...
But if you can be good at it, you can make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But this one seems really well done. It looks really good. And it has, you know, a sense of humor as it's teaching you how to play. And we have four beta codes to give away. So if you are interested in that, just mention in the comments, show comments, that you are, along with some other comment about the show. And I will pick four at random. And I didn't put much in the keg bag here, did I?
No.
What happened there?
I don't know. What happened there? You tell me.
Jacob Taylor writes in and asks, I've been listening for about 2 years and I still have no idea why Wombat says bread's done at the end of every episode.
I know the answer, but part of me wants to not tell you because I think that the mystery, honestly, is going to be more fun than the answer.
But someone's just going to tell him in the show thread.
So let some. I think you'll just be disappointed and go, that's dumb. So I'm not going to tell you.
Right. All right.
If Shipwreck or Chibi want to tell you, by all means, but Chibi, do you even remember?
I know why.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But we know why.
Okay. So don't be mad at me. Be mad
check
at
Wikipedia.
All of us.
It must be on Wikipedia.
I'm sure it's on Wikipedia.
For probably the front page.
If not, sure, you could Google bread's done.
By the way, I asked on Twitter, like all my CAG bag questions got overrun because I asked on Twitter which product you'd make fun of me more for buying, the Apple Watch or the MacBook. And I got to say, it was a pretty even, seemed like a pretty even distribution of people saying that they would make fun of me for buying one, at least one of those items.
Yeah, I'm not buying either one. Although it's strange because this laptop that I'm using is getting near the end, but the only thing I use this laptop for is recording the show.
So you don't need much.
Yeah, it's like I don't want to. I'm not investing in a laptop to, you know, we use our phones and iPads in the house now. We don't use computers. Yeah. We don't sit on the couch with a computer.
People seem to think that this was like basically the future of laptops. This the new MacBook going to this ultra light style.
It is. Because what do people need laptops for anymore?
Well, unless you're processing video, you don't really need that much power. Like these mobile processors, people are saying, oh, like the new MacBook, it just has a mobile processor. It's not even as powerful as a MacBook Air. But, you know, really, what do you, like you said, Wombat, what are you doing on these things? You're watching YouTube videos and what?
Even making a pod.
If you're making an audio podcast, you could do it on anything.
Yep.
As long as it's quiet. And that's basically it. And I don't know.
I don't either.
So I think, like, you know, there's something to be said for the nice screen on the new MacBook. And yeah, I don't know. Well, how much power do I need? I'm not going to be playing games on it anyway. Maybe some simple shit like FTL, but I don't know. So I don't know what to do. I'm just going to like make a game room in my apartment, like Shipwreck.
You can follow my PowerPoint.
Are you going to put together some sort of book about this?
No. I'll keep updating my PowerPoint that I have out on Google Docs.
A guide? You should self-publish a guide on Amazon.
Well, my fear is that I get all this stuff hooked up and something doesn't work satisfactorily. So.
Yeah, I mean, after you're done, of course.
Yeah.
And you figured it out. All right.
There's a lot of figuring out.
I bet. I can't wait to see it running. It's going to be pretty amazing when it's done.
It should be pretty neat.
Are you going to get like a Super Chex hockey in there or something? Those are things that are pretty expensive, actually.
They sell those in that NHL store.
I know. They're $3,000.
$3,000. I was about to say the same thing.
They're only $2,500 if you don't want the branded NHL teams.
Well, if I just want like USA versus the USSR.
Yeah, that's actually, what I maybe grew like, up with. Yeah, maybe like $2,800, but it's kind of nice to have the at that point, you know.
I don't know. I think I'd rather have USA Russia.
I don't. Does it? Yeah, I guess it does say that. I'm not sure. I forget what they had at Tokyo American Club already. Wow. At the Flyer game, they have those set up and in the stadium, and you can, if you pay a dollar, you can play them.
They had that at Woodmere Bowling Lanes when I was a kid. That's my experience. Super Chex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a little too rich for what it actually delivers.
It's not worth $3,000.
You have to have a lot of other stuff before you go the Super Chex route. Mm-hmm. Like you must have you've already bought a ping pong table. Basically.
A ping pong table.
What?
A ping pong table.
Yeah.
He's not getting a ping pong table.
No, I'm saying before you buy a Super Chex, you're probably going to buy something like a ping pong table or a pool table.
Maybe. Pool table?
I already have an air hockey table.
What about a pool table?
I would really like a pool table, but I don't know. It takes up a lot of room.
It does. What about bumper pool? That's smaller.
I don't really like bumper pool.
I know, but I'm just trying to think of things that are interesting.
I think there's going to be plenty of interesting stuff in my basement.
Is there? I want it to look like a Chuck E. Cheese. I want singing animals. And like a rotating glass thing with pizza in it.
And a carousel.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And can you get like a roller rink?
Totally.
With a disco ball? All right.
We'll see.
My building that I live in, I see they're building something. They've been building something in the front there. And I asked and they said they're putting in a game room and a playroom for kids with two pool tables. So I got to try to push them to either buy a ping pong table or put one of those ping pong covers over the pool table so we can play ping pong. It's very important.
All right.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Support my efforts, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right. That's it, I think, for this show. We will see you next week.
Brit's done.
And you'll never know what that means.
Atari presents its newest star.
Vanguard.
Just like the arcade. Thick zone.
Let me show them the mountain zone.
Hey, check it out. Get the energy pods.
So long, Harley Rockets.
Hey, the rainbow zone is my turf. You can shoot in four directions.
All right.
I'll just freeze to the strike zone.
The wall. The wall. Yeah.
But fellas, who destroys the gun?
Luther destroys the gun.
Vanguard is here, only from Atari.